Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, and welcome to the Amateur Up Talker podcast. I'm your host, Isaac Wolf, and back with me again is Leo Rydell from Geekly Goobs. How it's going, buddy?
Good, man. Thanks for having me back on. Yeah, quite an announcement here. Like, this came right before Cowboy Bebop is starting, so Netflix is going full speed ahead on live-action anime adaptions, and yeah, like, I'm looking forward to talking about this, and I don't know, man. I'm really looking forward to hearing what you have to say, because you're a huge One Piece fan, so I'm looking forward to your thoughts.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm a super duper massive One Piece is my most favorite series, but I do enjoy it, and, well, collect it in physical form, you are in for a treat in terms of goodbye personal bookshelf or whatever you want to call it.
Taking up lots of space, I'm sure.
Yeah, you can take a couple of bookshelves on that alone. But the reason, yeah, like you said, the reason we are talking about One Piece right now is because, well, Netflix announced the live action cast of One Piece, and I was just, I thought we could go over them right now. And I know that you are, you weren't so keen on that cast at first.
No, I wasn't. I definitely thought that they were, I don't know, man. Like, I was like, nah, man, I'm not feeling it. It seems a little too over the top and goofy. Not that One Piece isn't. It just didn't click with me in the beginning. I think the more I see the pictures, and especially the side-by-side, like the one we're looking at now, I'm warming up to it. But something about the guy cast as Luffy, I wasn't feeling. I think my favorite casting of the lineup is the Zoro one. But
yeah, and if you maybe haven't seen in the stream that I posted, well, the dude is kind of buff. So to speak.
Yeah, he's huge.
And so he fits the norm of Zoro pretty well in my book.
Absolutely. We've seen those episodes of Zoro picking up those huge weights.
And so, I mean, he will have the muscle mass for it. And how should I put it? Yeah. I don't know about you, but I was very scared that they would go all in on how this is. Considering One Piece is a very diverse cast in terms of land, and it makes sense to have a very diverse cast, so to speak. I was very scared that they would just go act like they were one big continent, if you know what I mean. That everyone was the same. Doing that whole spiel just to have easier access to actors. You get what I'm saying?
Are you saying they would all be the same nationality was your fear?
Yeah. Because that was a fear of mine.
Yeah, I understand that because, I mean, honestly, dude, I hadn't known that these were all based off of people from other countries until you told me right before the cast.
As I can mention to the listeners right now, according to Oda, he based Luffy from people in Brazil, Zoro in Japan, which is the, well, no-brainer. Nami is, well, she's from Sweden, or Sweden as you call it in English. Usopp from Africa, Sanji from France, and considering his perverted nature, sorry, our French French listener, but you get the joke. Chopper, which wasn't cast, is from Canada. Robin, Frankie, and Brooke, they are from Russia, USA, and Austria, respectively.
Yeah, that's a cool fact I had no idea about. But again, I'm a One Piece newbie, so.
Yeah. And I was, but. What are your, when it comes to adapting live action One Piece, how do you think they should approach it, and how do you think they will approach it?
So speaking as someone who's seen a little bit of live action anime and a recent one that I can't really mention, I've got a little faith, because I think what Netflix is going to do is take the source material, kind of. They're obviously going to base it off of the material. They're going to borrow plenty of elements from that same material, but go their own direction with it, while still keeping characters similar in personality and style and look, but navigating their story and in their own way. And I think it could work out. I'm a little more nervous just due to the fact that One Piece has a very high episode count. But
I mean, 1,000 episodes soon.
Yep. So I'm like, all right, how long do they want to drag this out? Because we're talking 8-9 seasons. If they really want to keep
adapting this. And this is Netflix we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Canceling after 2-3 seasons.
Right, but Netflix, I mean, this adaption, I'm curious to see, because like seeing some previous adaptions that have worked might give me a little more faith with this one.
Yeah, and honestly, for me, the biggest worry is honestly the budget.
Yeah. It's
sort of like, because One Piece is best off as a TV series. You can't do that as a movie. I mean, maybe you can do 2-3 episodes as movies, but it wouldn't work as good.
Right. It's yeah. too it's too but many episodes and content to be a movie.
You need, do you know the budget on Cowboy Bebop, for example?
Because I don't.
You would need, I would argue, a much bigger budget for that than for One Piece.
Completely
than
agree.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
So
I mean, nobody in Cowboy Bebop stretches their limbs.
Yeah, that too, or the clown that can remove his the clown, I can't recall his name, but he also a devil fruit user. You know what,
yeah,
like, I mean? The
any gum fruit, any kind of like that's yeah. gonna need attention. Zoro and the Three Swords. I'm sure you're gonna have to pay that guy to a nice little amount to portray that.
You probably do, so that the third sword is CGI, because I can't see. See they make good stunt with someone swinging sword with mouth, so to speak. That would just that's breaking teeth warning, kinda quickly.
You know, if they decide to cut that element out of the character, I don't think I'll be upset, because it'd be very difficult. But, I mean, hey, we got to wait and see what they'll do, right? But overall, like, how do you feel about the cast? Because, yeah, like, you're a One Piece fan. How do you feel? Are you happy? Are you satisfied?
based on the looks, I think they're actually kind of good. I was just thinking back of the also on the Avatar: The Last Airbender, also which they are also doing and is close to start production. That cast also looks pretty good, close to the specific characters. I mean, so look wise, I have no issue with them whatsoever. My like you, my favorite casting is Zorro. Because, well, and I don't know if you have seen it, but people are joking that the dude who's played playing Sanji, Tess Skylar, is looking like Eminem in the reveal poster.
Uh-oh! I didn't see that.
I don't know if you... I can send you the picture and you can see what I... And one thing I do love about the whole... I can just screen share that picture now that I think about it. You see the picture?
Oh, that's
a
no.
Guy, it's a guy on the right.
Oh, no.
I mean, he kind of does in that picture.
And the style of the posters, too.
Yeah, so it's kind of... so, it's what I do like is... I don't remember if it was the actor playing Zoro or it was the guy playing Sanji, but they... he literally... I think it was the Sanji guy. He tagged everyone of the cast that besides the one having Zoro. And from people know the show, Sanji and Zoro they can't stand each other, so to speak. They can't stand other at all. So the bickering starts.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty interesting. I did a little research on the guy who's playing Zoro, and he's like played a samurai before, so he's used to this comes with some good experience.
Yeah, that's good and all. And I don't know if you saw the video with the kid playing Luffy, but he has the kind of the energetic nature that Luffy has in that video that I actually kind of enjoy. Actually.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about it at first, I was just like, I don't know. But again, the more stuff I see, the more excited I am. There's a lot of people doing like concept art and stuff like that. And I gotta say, like, the concepts. With the concepts, obviously they're Photoshopped and they don't look pitch perfect, but I could see the straw hat like on him. Like, I can picture it.
Yeah. I don't... didn't I send you a picture of a pretty good Photoshop on a group chat?
Mm-hmm. And it looked pretty good.
Yes, I did. Let me share that one too while we're at it. So, I mean, why not when we... do you see that one?
Yeah.
So, it's kind of, now that I realize it, kind of a picture, considering the above half of the background picture, but I digress.
It still looked real like sharp.
Yeah. But now when we even talk about Netflix adaptation, is there a specific original anime or manga that you think Netflix might be able to work with that you can see them do? Because they are clearly into live action anime business with One Piece and Cowboy, and Lord knows the argument about this Last Airbender anime or not. I'm not gonna go into that argument myself, but you get the gist of it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a bit of a tough question because we don't know how well Cowboy Bebop's gonna do. Death Note flop. But to me, it seems like you have to. They're probably going to be reaching for the popular anime shows because Cowboy Bebop being so well known, Death Note obviously, One Piece, like they're grasping for like the biggest straws out of the bag, if you will.
Maybe they managed to
foresee
maybe
them.
Maybe they managed to grab it. Yeah.
No DBZ.
I mean, Disney doesn't own the licensing right to DBC. They like many people think they own the rights to DB, not DBC. So if they
you know want what?
To try and get it.
You know what, Isaac? That is a brilliant idea. Dragon Ball, not DBZ. Dragon Ball.
Yeah, but that's for Disney. They own the live action right to that.
So, oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, Fox owns the live action rights to DB, considering they did the infamous Dragon Ball Evolution. And Fox, like you know, is owned by...
Yeah, they owned by Disney now.
Yeah. And...
One anime. All right. You gonna hate me for this. Nope. You know what? I just thought about because I was gonna say Food Wars, and I'm like, ooh, some of the like food orgasm stuff won't look good live action.
That would be
NA, that would not go well.
Is it NC? That would be N17 right there if they did it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I think Samurai Champloo could work.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you've seen those.
Pretty good.
Have you seen the Rurouni Kenshin movies? They are pretty good.
Yeah. Good. I've seen all of them except the most recent one, and they're really good. So I think like another Samurai Go could work for them, or. I don't want to default to Naruto, but I could see them potentially going for it because One Piece, I'm like, all right, they've done Bleach, correct? Or was that someone else and it was just on Netflix?
No, that was Warner Brothers. That was Warner Brothers that they just distributed. And Naruto, Lionsgate owns the rights to Naruto and working with it, and the main producer is Avi Arad.
Right. Yeah, so they couldn't do Naruto. There's really nothing to get.
I mean, there are big stuff. I mean, aren't they doing Jujutsu Kaisen? No, not Jujutsu Kaisen. What's the classic show? Oh, you're gonna... AG is gonna destroy me right now, but... The OG... what is it called again? Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho. Actually,
yeah,
that's one I'm looking forward to. I don't want them to go past the Demon Tournament, but that's one I'm looking forward to for sure.
Yeah, that's one. What was I thinking about? But you would say Samurai Champloo. I honestly don't really know what I would. You know what? I would be sort of the same with Samurais and, say, Demon Slayer, honestly.
Ooh. I think that could work. Because I don't think... Obviously, visually, there's a lot there, but I don't think it's something that's impossible to make look believable and good with visual technology. So I think that they don't go like big lengths, like, you know, Gum Gum Elephant Gun or something like very intense. Like, I think it's just like, oh yeah, because some water dragons and things like that, fire, and like I think they could work with elements and swords, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And the demons you can essentially just prosthetic in and makeup and cut the budget there. So it's not like you need high special effects in that regard. I mean, you can makeup can be quite well right now. You can make it quite well. But yeah, is there anything more we can really talk about it here?
What are like what would you say is your favorite live action adaptation and the least favorite?
Favorite is Rurouni Kenshin, even though I haven't seen that anime or read it. And least, well, I would argue it's Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything lower than that.
No. The Attack on Titan movies. The Attack on Titan movies.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
They make Dragon Ball Evolution look like a masterpiece. At least Dragon Ball Evolution tried to be something of its own, but in quotation mark, have the essence of Dragon Ball. That when it comes to Attack on Titans, that was just cheap fan films that did try to recreate the series without being able to recreate, removing several big characters and having cars instead of horses, for example.
And it was so bad. So bad. Like, Goku doesn't go to high school.
Yeah, but I think you can understand how bad Attack on Titan movies are if I call Dragon Ball Evolution a masterpiece in comparison.
Yeah. Ugh. No. Did you say they had cars in Dragon Ball, or I'm sorry, in Attack on Titan?
Yeah, they had.
Okay, then. Yeah, that sounds not good at all.
Nah. Yeah. Probably because they needed some, what is it called? Product placement, and the car company paid some sum of budget for the movie.
they needed the Titans money. Looked
horrible, but
ooh man!
Yeah, even though the Titans look, Attack on Titans is a series that I don't get how you would do, especially in a movie, considering it needs to be R-rated. But you can, how would it work as an R-rated if you have a classic blockbuster budget? But I digress. What's your favorite and least favorite, Leo?
I'm actually the same as you, except my least favorite is Dragon Ball Evolution, but my most favorite is the Rurouni Kenshin. No. Actually, no. I was going to say Alita, but I think I still like the Kenshin stuff better, but I was impressed by Alita and do want a sequel.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. I hope we get the sequel to that one.
Hope so too, man. Doesn't seem to be greenlit or really in the cards, but hopefully something changes.
And the positive thing is that, well, it's James Cameron that owns the rights, so, and it apparently went, as far as I know, plus minus zero, it wasn't a total flop, so.
Yeah.
But I digress. But yeah. Are we good? But anyway, I don't think we can talk more about... sorry. Much more about this subject. So, Leo, where can people find you?
Well, thanks for having me on to chat about it, man. Like, I think this is a big step into Netflix just really running with these anime adaptions, and hopefully they go well. I know that it's going to be really tough on a lot of us because I know this is a medium we're all so loving of and attached to, and we enjoy so much that I know it can be really heartbreaking to see it torn apart. So hopefully things go well. But thanks for having me on, man. You guys can find me over on YouTube. You can just search up Geekly Goods. And it's two G's, one red, one gray. That's me. Come on over. We'll talk all things geek and find me over there.
Yeah, and you can find me over at, well, Endlemaniac and my work at Woodburn Entertainment. And you can find the pod at the Mature Talk of Pod. And I forgot to mention that in the previous episode, but you can find our good friend Mike on Novice Cinephile and my OG co-host that is still stuck in Speed Force, the Scarlet Fan 52. Have it awesome, everyone.